All right, we're here with the mayor of Portage du Fort, Lynn Cameron. Lynn, hello.
Hello.
So, could you tell us a little bit about your background here?
Okay, I've lived in Portage almost 48 years, raised my family here, and I've seen, like, lots going on. I have actually been in council for 22 years, councillor as 10, and mayor for 12.
Did you work in the area as well, or?
Yes, I did. I am a senior tax preparer at H&R Block and Renfrew.
Okay. And what do you like the most about Portage du Fort?
I love my town. It's a small community, and even though we have lots of challenges, we're close to the river. It's beautiful, beautiful spot to live. There used to be lots going on, but since COVID, things have slowed down a bit. But I feel that it's going to pick up moving forward.
And so what got you involved in municipal politics, both when you first started there and also now? Why are you seeking re-election now?
When I first joined, I was convinced by my uncle, and when I came in, it's quite a learning experience, and I always tell people you have no idea what's involved, and you know, people would like to see lots of stuff, and I'm famous for saying we can have whatever you want, however, it's going to cost. So you learn, how would I say, cold turkey, because we're elected in November, and we're right into budget. So even myself, and I find it really funny, because every new counselor that comes in after the budget say the same thing. Wow, we have to do so much with that little. And it goes on from there, and then there's just so much to learn, and new stuff is continually happening. Bylaws change, legislation changes. So it's actually really interesting.
So looking back over the last term there, is there anything that you and the council accomplished over the last 4 years that you're particularly proud of? Or?
Well, my biggest pride is the water. The last 2 years, our water has been excellent, and as everybody knows, that has always been a very difficult thing here in Portage, but our water is now running really well. The filtration plant is running up to par. The tests are done bi-weekly, and there should be nobody afraid to drink our water because it's excellent. Our tests are all perfect. So well, in fact, that we are going to decommission the old pump house. I think part of the plus for that was we've put a lining in Church Street, and it has helped, because previously we had quite a few breaks. So this is a new technology, and we're the first in the area. So plans for the next section would be hopefully started next year.
So that leads right into my next question here. So looking ahead to the next 4 years, if you are elected, what would be your priorities going forward?
That would definitely be one. Of course, we'd like to have all our water lines changed because they are old. But unfortunately, we have limited means, and we just have to go a little at a time.
And so just wrapping up here, if you were standing on the doorstep of a Portage voter, what would you say to convince them that they should vote for you and not your opponent?
I've always been available to the taxpayers. I intend on looking forward to the next 2 years. We have infrastructures planned, and I've always worked for the town. I represent everybody. And I do my best.
Awesome. Lynn Cameron, I want to thank you for your time, unless you have anything else to add. That's
The internet and, of course, COVID with the pandemic has really, really restricted meetings and such. I am looking forward, because they're kind of giving us a date of September of 2022 to have the internet rectified and up and running, which will be very, very good, because even myself, when I was doing the having my MRC meetings by Zoom, I would often get disconnected. So it's very hard to conduct a meeting when it's off and on, and we really need the internet as well if we want to bring people here. A lot of people work from home now, and they rely on good internet. So hopefully that will come.